Hello and welcome to our ongoing series of conversations with people that are bringing clarity to our digital worlds. Very, very fortunate today to catch up with Laura Stinnett. She's the VP of Advanced TV Advertising at TiVo. Laura, thank you so much for taking the time to chat.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So Laura, I wanted to talk to you about the evolution of content marketing, especially among those large linear traditional providers that have really now an opportunity to reach new audiences across non-traditional, non-linear channels of distribution. And I guess I wanted to broadly start by asking you how you've seen content promotional strategies evolve over the past chunk of time, especially as we come out of this crazy pandemic season.
Sure. We are living through a period of major transformation in the video content distribution and also the advertising ecosystem. According to Kantar, the proportion of U.S. households with video streaming services has grown to 88%. I mean, think about that for a second. That is huge, right? This increase means that there are now almost 113 million U.S. households who are streaming as of June of this year. So you have to take all that into account when you're really thinking about how you're promoting your content. We know audiences are shaving and cutting the cord more and more, and they are moving to streaming. But I don't know if we know how profound this actually is. The story is not black and white, but it's far more nuanced. Audiences can't be easily classified as just traditional TV audiences or just cord cutters. If that were the case, video campaigns would be really easy to plan, target, and execute, right? So the truth is that audiences are very fluid between these platforms. We've learned that they easily traverse the landscape and they move nearly friction-free between traditional TV and streaming, especially the free ad-supported streaming or the FAST channels. Traditional TV has long been a fundamental advertising vehicle for entertainment marketers and brands with messages intended for broad and niche audiences. Today, the use of data in TV advertising has expanded the medium from a vehicle used solely for broad awareness to really a full funnel marketing solution. Where traditional TV excels with its broad reach capabilities, CTV is used not only for broad awareness, but also to influence consideration, intent, and the lower level consumption behaviors among viewers who are most likely to convert. It's a new world now for content owners, and being able to find viewers for your content and keeping them is harder than ever given the amount of content being produced and the multitude of ways consumers have defined content. According to FX Content Research, which we quote them a lot, there were over 550 original series that aired in 2021. I don't have to tell you, it's overwhelming sometimes when you're trying to find something to stream. I know that we all experience that. It can be really frustrating because you really don't know what to watch. You don't know where it's actually streaming. So it can be really overwhelming. And it's just hard for the consumer to wade through all that content and find something to watch. Content owners, they really need to find the right partner that can help them find their audience. And really, you use data and then you can expand on that. So we at TiVo, we ran a CTV campaign with CBS to help them promote a new show. And we measured the CTV and linear campaigns holistically because we know that the audiences are living in both linear and CTV. We measured the incremental reach that CTV provided, and it was substantial, actually. The reason for that is because we're using first-party data to find the consumers that will have the propensity to watch their shows. So content owners really need to continue to work with partners that have the data and the technology that will help them maximize ROI and viewership.
So Laura, it sounds like there's a tremendous amount of evolution that's occurred, and it has introduced opportunities, but also some measure of complexity. How is the rising adoption of CTV changing the way content is promoted? And how are we actually measuring ROI based on some of those attributes that you just mentioned?
Oh, yeah, that's a great question. The biggest change that I'm seeing is how the use of data is being used to find these content owners' audiences. Digital has paved the way for entertainment companies to work with vendors who can find their target audience and serve them an ad, which in turn will improve their ROI. And because it's digital, you can prove out the ROI with reporting. So these companies can optimize in real time their advertising to only reach audiences that are converting, as opposed to linear TV, which relies on long established industry protocols like the Nielsen ratings that allows a much less detailed way of tracking how many people are actually watching the various program and ads. It's a big change for how things were done in the past. And as a vendor like TiVo. This allows you to watch and optimize a campaign and make changes as needed in real time to meet the ROI. So that's really the big difference. You can do this in real time, which is because of the technology, which has been really great for these companies and brands.
Very interesting. And I wonder, though, as we begin to move into this brave new world, what are some of the issues or even barriers that need to be addressed to optimize the promotion of entertainment beyond these conventional linear channels?
Yeah, there are several barriers that exist today. I would probably say one of the biggest ones is lacking transparency in the inventory you're running advertising on, which is an issue for marketers because they want to ensure that their advertising is aligned with premium content. This is becoming more of an issue and one that companies will need to change if they want to be included in the media plans of the advertisers. Another barrier, and I think a big barrier as well, is the difficulties in measurement. Each device has its own ID, hardware, software, which makes it almost impossible to come up with a unified standard across the industry for accurate measurements and reporting. At the moment, there are over 1,000 OTT services, and an average household could be using around 3.8 different services. That makes it really complicated. The situation is getting even more complicated considering the fact that the device IDs won't naturally correspond with viewers that are using these devices. At the same time, cross-channel attribution is among the most important factors for marketers. Thus, developing standardized attribution mechanisms and integrating these to the CTV advertising and monetization platforms, it's an essential step to building a transparent CTV environment for both sides. And lastly, I would have to say ad fraud is a big one too. We're seeing and hearing more and more about that. CTV and OTT landscape, it's also subject to ad fraud, just like everyone else. And even though these particular platforms demonstrate lower rates of ad fraud, the lack of ad quality regulations and standards still make them quite vulnerable, which, by the way, that's changing too. These regulations are beginning to become more and more standard for all vendors. And then fortunately, CTV has a lower ad fraud compared to other video platforms, which does make it a safer place to advertise.
So as we address that complexity, what is being done to improve the accountability, even as there's already appears to be some built-in higher levels of accountability compared to conventional sort of analog linear performance, but what are you seeing evolve to really nail down and have a high degree of confidence that your intended objectives are being met?
So let me just say this, big screens still reign, right? 77% of all stream minutes globally were on a big screen device, particularly smart TVs, which were up 34% year over year. Given the impact of larger screen sizes, the obvious consumer preference for TV's ad break format and the recall and favorability that television ads generate, it's clear that marketers focused on ROAS or return on investment measurement should be leaning into CTV. CTV is a winning performance marketing channel on multiple levels. It drives consumer engagement, it enhances your brand affinity, and is proving far more cost-effective than other digital markets. Most importantly, it levels the playing field for TV advertising, so any brand can target its most valuable audiences. And for entertainment marketers specifically, the use of TV viewership data allows them to use that data to target an audience that will convert. For TiVo, the foundation of our CTV campaigns and our measurement is our nationally representative TV viewership data. It's unique because it's multi-sourced. It comes from over 20 multi-channel video providers across the U.S. It includes both traditional and IP-delivered channels, as well as over-the-air viewing. The data is not limited to a single device type and avoids any walled garden limitations. Also, the data comes from every DMA and is also deterministic. That is key for accurate measurement. We aggregate and anonymize the data to ensure privacy compliance, and we can precisely determine which households have watched each program and for how long. Entertainment marketers should expect their partners to use unique data like that to target their audiences and then prove the ROI on the back end. You know, we've run several campaigns and we can prove the tune in, and it shows when you use data like this for targeting that you really are reaching their audiences.
It sounds like a lot of really new powerful tools and resources that can be accessed. But I imagine that you have to probably make some new investments in developing the skill sets and competencies to really understand what you're looking at and manage that diverse set of information. Where are you seeing the sort of avant-garde players, the leaders in the industry, make investments to ensure that they're getting the bang for the buck and as they promote their content?
Yeah, content owners, they don't only need to promote their shows, but they need to also drive that brand loyalty more than ever. So they need to invest in a lot of things. One is they need to invest in people who have the experience, that have worked in this field, who understand the data and how they can use it to find their audiences. They need to continue to invest in driving that tune in, especially for the entertainment marketers. But they also need to define, invest in, and sustain their brand. Streaming has transitioned content providers from wholesalers to retailers and marketing. And as a retailer requires investing in driving awareness on how to find content, the user experience, as well as the enjoyment of the content itself. So they really need to increase their brand loyalty to keep customers, and they really need to use that data to help do that.
Outstanding. So tell me a little bit about some of the ways that TiVo is working with its customers to really bring these new experiences to consumers and to do it in an accountable manner across what is, from your analysis, a fragmented environment.
So the challenge and the opportunity, it's to bridge linear TV and CTV campaign strategies. That's really what the challenge and the opportunity is. TiVo can target, we can measure, and we can gain insights to drive the most impact between the two platforms. Since TV and CTV campaigns are often planned independently with different flight dates and weight, for example, a myriad of nuances comes into play to measure these platforms together. TiVo, as you know, and everyone else knows out there, is definitely known for the industry-beloved DVR that transformed how consumers find, watch, and enjoy video content. We were actually the first to collect TV viewing data from those DVRs to pioneer advanced advertising measurement. This data allowed marketers to gain insights into their advertising campaigns. We improve the way consumers find content with machine learning recommendations and the natural language voice search that we offer. From there, we developed our award-winning Stream 4K device with its TiVo Plus streaming content network. But most recently, we launched our own CTV offering, TiVo Extend CTV. And this CTV product joins together our proprietary first-party TV data with a wealth of premium FAST content across over 45 million households. The foundation of our CTV campaigns and measurement is our nationally representative TV viewership data. I said this before, but it's unique because it's multi-source from over 20 multi-channel video providers across the U.S. The data is not limited to a single device and avoids any of the walled garden limitations. The data comes from every DMA and is deterministic. That is key for accurate measurement. We can precisely determine which households have watched each program and ad for how long. Our FAST content network includes a myriad of premium channels across all the major genres from news, sports, entertainment, and education. These are all national networks, so they align well with our national data set. Importantly, our content network is device agnostic. We've actually taken the philosophy of an open, unbiased data and content network approach. The audiences we create, activate, and measure are therefore unconstrained by any device or limitation. And we had a case study with CBS, and I'd like to just tell you a little bit about that, who, by the way, has been a longtime advertising partner with TiVo. CBS used the CTV Extend to promote the premiere of one of their shows. The objective of the CTV campaign was to drive linear tune into the show premiere by extending the reach of the CBS's linear TV promos. The CTV audience target was reality TV viewers who had a cable subscription. We used our TV viewership data to create this audience. It was critical that we included having a cable subscription in the segment to ensure the audience could tune into the premiere. You have to have cable to be able to tune in. At its conclusion, we measured the reach and tune-in conversions of both the TV and CTV platforms. We deterministically matched the show's tune-in viewing, both live and time shifted, against the linear TV household ad exposure and CTV ad exposure. As I mentioned, it was important for CBS to use CTV to extend their audience reach beyond linear TV and bring that audience back to linear. CTV delivered a 25% incremental reach beyond the CBS promo and paid linear TV schedules. The important insight is that CTV drove incremental reach and proven tune-in. And then to summarize, TiVo provided CBS important insights into planning linear and CTV campaigns. because CTV can bring hard to reach viewers also back to linear using the correct targeting parameters. Audience viewing is highly fluid, as we know. Promo linear, paid linear, and CTV campaigns can amplify one another if they are targeted and weighted appropriately, which is what we did. We really worked to do that for this campaign. Deterministic data and matching are key for accurate measurement. Data and content activation should have unbiased national representation. And then finally, we showed a use case that highlighted the interaction of cross-platform behavior, which is what you want in any partner to show, given the fragmented space we're in today.
Outstanding. Well, Laura, thank you so much for putting into context this rapidly evolving environment. Yes, I think the ability to truly account, especially as we move this cookie era, to really harness the power of first-party data to bridge these linear and non-linear digital channels of engagement, a really powerful opportunity for marketers that understand how to take advantage of it. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat and for putting this into context.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.